I'm very happy now to welcome to the program Angela Keane. She's promoter of an event called Girls Power. It's an all-age electronic dance music show at Warehouse 21 that's happening this Friday, February 22nd at 7 o'clock. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. Now, this is great. This is basically young DJs applying their trade at Warehouse.
Yes, and they're all female DJs. We have five female DJs, Dirt Girl, Kayla, Teddy No Name, Pez, Amy Base Cakes, and we're very excited to have all of them.
Now, it's electronic dance music, yes. But each one of them has a different style?
Yes, they do. We're going to have dubstep, trance, electro, beats, house. It's all of the above. They're basically just going to feel the crowd and see what they want to play, but the girls are all very, very experienced DJs. So
very interesting. Now, not as many female DJs as we wish there were in this lovely world.
They're hard to find, and I get five was really lucky.
What's up with that?
I don't know. I think a lot of times it just became a man's world, and it still kind of is, but they're coming out and doing amazing and having bigger followings than anybody can imagine. So they're doing very good.
That is great. Now, where do they learn their skills?
They all have, some of them they learn it on their own. I know a couple of them have mentors, other DJs. I know that some of their mentors are DJ Luna, and then Mark Afar is another mentor. I believe Coder is a mentor, but a lot of the girls mostly, learn on their own, just feel it.
Now, this is an all-ages show, so
yes.
Basically it's something that we kind of wish there were more of in this town.
Yes, it's all about the music. It's not at a bar, so there's not anything to worry about with the drinking. It's just about the music and the good company, and there's going to be a lot of fun things. We have a free self-defense class. It's going to be fun seeing the superheroes beating up other superheroes, and a lot of booths, circus dancing.
Now, that's something that you do?
Yes, I do circus dancing. My group is performing.
What's your group called?
We're called the Pyrofessionals.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a great pun.
Yeah, we're mostly fire dancing, but now we do it all. And we started with Zozobra, and now we're just kind of expanded.
So it's not just a dance music show, but all kinds of other things.
It's turning into like a little festival in the Warehouse. Everyone's just been really wanting to be attached and really eager about this and been saying, can we do it? And we haven't been turning any away. So we're getting a lot of fun things to do.
When you have all ages shows in
yes.
this town, do all ages really show up? What's the range?
Actually, it's very surprising. The last show we did, Kicking It Old School, we thought it was just going to be a bunch of teenagers. But we had all of the old school candy kids and all of the old school ravers from the 80s and 90s. And they were in their full candy beaded tuxedos and everything. It was really cool. And we had all ages, the new school and the old school. And we're hoping that happens again. But our youngest that came was 8 years old with his brother. And our oldest, I believe, was around their 70s.
Wow.
It's really fun. It was a fun event.
So this is an event that's happening this Friday, and it's sponsored by Froggert Yogurt.
Yes.
And there's a story behind that.
Yes. Oh, Froggert Yogurt, they're just beautiful people. Dave and Patty, they're just gorgeous. And they sadly lost a beautiful daughter named Ariella at the age of 15. She took her own life due to bullying.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. And little Ariella is basically the catalyst for Froggert Yogurt. And if you've ever been there, they only hire teenagers. Well, they have some, adults, but they mostly hire teenager employees. And it's a fun place you go. There's Disney Channel on the TV, and there's checkered games, and you eat yogurt. It's a fun place to hang out with for, take your kids.
Where is it?
It's on Rodeo, Rodeo Family Plaza Medical Center, that whole little area.
Right, right. Here in Santa Fe, okay.
Yeah, here in Santa Fe.
And so they are sponsoring it, and they're really into all these kinds of girl power activities.
Yeah, they were very interested about us doing this empowerment. And it's called Girl Powers because we all have female DJs. But we want to empower everybody. Come dressed up as your superhero. Make one up. Be a superhero you want to be. We're really encouraging dressing up to the point where it's $5 cheaper if you dress up. So it's just, we're really just encouraging of being dorky, but it's going to be fun, cool, dorky event. And be awesome.
Excellent. Well, Angela Keene is the promoter of the event Girl Powers.
Along with Mark Afar. Sorry, he wasn't able to come today, but he's another promoter.
Oh, okay, great. So it's an all-ages electronic dance music show at Warehouse 21, and all kinds of other things are happening there as well, and it should be a terrific event.
I think it'll be fun.
Well, Angela, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much.